laws of partnerships with a goy. There are two cases that are different, two separate cases not related to each other, that the Sephardim are strict on and the Ashkenazim have leniencies. Let's discuss the first case. The first case is where a goy and a Jew went into a partnership and the business is going to be open on Shabbat. So we said the best way to fix this is before they go into the partnership, the Jew makes a contract with the goy and he gives him the profits of Shabbat and he takes the profits against it on a different day of the week. Then the partnership is okay, the goy goes to work on Shabbat and they follow the contract, they fulfill what they wrote. But let's say they didn't write a contract and they went in stam, which means they didn't say anything. They went into a deal as a partnership. They didn't write a contract. They didn't specify anything either. They didn't say, you go on Shabbat and I'll go on Sunday. They kept quiet. Nothing was spoken. And the goy knew, obviously, that the Jew's not going on Shabbat. And he went on Shabbat. And the goy went on Shabbat and the Jew went on a different day of the week. Automatically, naturally. The Rama is lenient in that case and says that even though there wasn't an additional stipulation, since it was done stam, in a case where there'll be severe losses, it's permissible to split the days equally, even the Shabbat. Maran, however, did not bring this halakha down. And from the fact that Maran did not bring it down, or on the contrary, Maran is mashma, even in a stam case, in halakha aleph, that it's going to be asur. The only way Maran will say it's kashir is if they made a precondition before they went into the business itself. That's the first case where the Rama is lenient on the stam case, and the Maran is more mahmir. The second case would be, is let's say you have a scenario where they made a condition, and the Jew goes into work on Sunday, and the goy does the Shabbat work, and they made a condition from before, that's perfect. But let's say you have a scenario where the goy goes to work on Shabbat and he comes to work all the other days of the week as well. So it's not as if the goy is saying, I'm doing Shabbat and you do a different day. Because he comes to work every day as well. And they work 6 days a week in the store together and he just comes on Shabbat. In that case, the Rama is also lenient. Because he says, you see that the goy that's going to work on Shabbat is doing it on his own. Why? If you would have said that he's going to do Shabbat and the Jew's doing another day, so then you see he's doing it in order to be the Shaliyah of the Jew, to take that day and get a free day off. But he's not doing that. He's working all the days. So the Ran in that case is lenient. As long as the goy is working all the days, even if you're making condition, it'll be okay to split the profits of Shabbat equally with the rest of the week. However, Maran did not bring this case down. And for the fact that Maran did not bring this case down, then even in the scenario where the goy works on Shabbat, and he comes to work the other 6 days of the week, we don't say that the goy did it for himself, and therefore the Shabbat profits are going to be forbidden to split nonetheless. So again, the two cases that Maran is Ma'amid is in a stam case, and the case where the goy works all the days of the week and it's not one against one, Maran is Ma'amid in both cases, where the Rama is a little more lenient in cases of Hifzid.